It's Wednesday, the 31st of May, last day of May, 8:10 a.m. And it's a lovely morning. Sun's shining, just those high altitude hazy veiled kind of clouds, you know. Yeah, so I look straight up, craning my neck to look straight up and see British Airways heading off somewhere. So it's a nice morning, it's cooler because of the rain we've had over the past couple of days. Brought the temperatures right there again. But it's, having said that, it's quite pleasant this morning. If I was standing in the sun over here, yes, it'd be even more pleasant. So I had a good sleep last night. I've been sleeping much, much better recently. Still broken sleep, but... And I woke this morning, it must have been just before 6. And it was broad daylight, of course, and it's broad daylight here, you know, just after 4 in the morning. So I was lying, I thought, oh, I'm not going to get back over to sleep. What time is it? Checked. Just before 6. What do? Do I lie awake for a whole hour? So I decided to turn over and actually went to sleep again, which was good. Then when the alarm went off, I didn't want to go up. Oh dear. So I've been feeling good lately. Mentally and physically. Well, physically I've pretty much been feeling good for a long while because I'll keep myself fit between gardening and cycling and just general activities. Doing car boots, that keeps you fit, for sure. But it's nice to feel good. Not have any bad thoughts, depression thoughts or feelings or moods. Yeah. And yesterday evening we went out to Dobie's Garden Centre. It's a big, if you don't know what Dobie's is, it's a big chain of garden centres, but they do everything. Yeah, whatever you want for house and home, and well, maybe not so much house and home, but yeah, there are certain house and home, but gardening and well, you know, you can spend hours in the place. And so we, myself and my wife, we made a pact that, sounds serious, that, doesn't it, making a pact? We'd go out every Tuesday in the afternoon, around about 4 o'clock, and go and get a couple of large coffees and the cake, and then have a meander around and maybe buy some plants or wee knick-knacks for the house or something. And that in itself makes you feel good because you know when Tuesday comes you're going to do that. It's just something simple, but but it's in the same respect, you know, it's we're now looking forward to it, so that's been 3, and I'm hoping to continue that. Well, it's just to do these things through the week which keeps you feeling that you're doing things. I think that's the best way I can express it. Not just trudging through each day. Bought more plants, of course. That's oh my god, gotta stop. I had another £100 last night. Yes, and that was discounted plants. Most of them, anyway, were discounted plants. Yeah, James, spent a wee fortune this year, but we'll get the rewards. We're getting rewards just now, just by the plants we're putting in, but we'll get the rewards as these plants take off and grow and flourish, hopefully. Get some nice weather in the summer, that'd be nice. I've had some good weather recently, and if it could just continue, give us a wee break, you know, from the usual wet and windy summer months that we get. Anyway, so the garden's looking nice. It's nice to stand here in decent health and look at it, and I suppose in a, not a sinful way, but to admire the plants and to admire the work that they put into them. And it's a satisfaction, gardening. Doesn't even need to be serious gardening. Window boxes. You know, those people that have window boxes in towns and cities and look after them. It's just the same, isn't it? It's a satisfaction in the efforts you make and the plants you buy. And yes. That's how I feel about it, anyway. Brings you contentment. Very nice this morning, standing here. Very calm this morning so far. I should be careful what I say, usually that stirs the thermals up. Other than that, tomorrow, 1st of June, my goodness. I'll go in and annoy my wife and tell her that it's only 3 weeks to the longest day. You know, that's a shocker itself. When you get to this point in the year, when the weather's just getting warmer, hopefully, and you're doing your gardening and all the functions are coming up, like our Highland Games was on Saturday there, and the sports night last night for the gala day, and the gala day, or Newlands Day, is given its proper title, Newland being the founder of Bathgate. That's on Saturday, this Saturday coming. And you're thinking, you know, all these things, but in only 3 weeks' time, it's the longest day, the day starts shortening. It's actually kind of, in itself, it's kind of depressing. We're going away for the sun again in 3 weeks' time. We're heading off into the beyond. What is it they say in Star Trek? Oh my goodness, what's... I can hear the tune. Yeah, to infinity and beyond, and all that bunch of stuff. Heading way back into the dark depths of the universe. In 3 weeks' time, we're doomed. We're doomed. Oh well, better make the best of the next 3 weeks. Oh my god.